Aaron McKeown is a feisty singer-songwriter who started releasing albums while studying ethnomusicology at Brown University. Her quirky pop took more of a rock turn on her last album, We Will Become Like Birds, and now she has released her version of standard pop, jazz, and gospel songs from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. She joins us today at the Tin Angel in Philadelphia with some excellent accompaniment. Things start out with a version of a song associated with Anita O'Day. Thanks for the boogie ride. It's Aaron McKeown.
For the boogie ride, I'm more than gratified. I'm really satisfied. Which only goes to prove you don't know until you glide into the boogie ride. How quickly you will fly out of this world. I like riding in jalopies away from motorcycle copies. I like riding just like you do along Chattanooga Choo Choo. So let me thank you, babe. Thank you for the boogie ride, it really was great. By solid senders, set me off on the dancing fenders. When choo-choo with my cutie, I love to ride with a boogie. So let me thank you, babe. Thank you for the boogie ride, it really was great. The boogie ride, it really was great. Music played by silent senders, set me off on the dancing benders. When I choo-choo with my cutie, I love to ride with my boogie. So let me thank you, babe. Thank you for the boogie ride, it really was great. For the boogie ride, I'm more than gratified. I'm really satisfied. Which only goes to prove you don't know until you glide into the boogie ride. How quickly you will fly out of this world. Good afternoon, Philadelphia and beyond. I'm Aaron McKeown, happy to be playing for you right now. Joining me is Mr. Eric Deutsch on the keyboard. And joining me is Ms. Allison Miller on the drums. That's a tune from Sing You Sinners. We'll play another one right now. You'll recognize this one. Only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's only a canvas sky sailing over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your kiss, it's a melody played on a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it may be. But it one be make believe if you believed in me. Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it may be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We want to mix it up for you this afternoon. We'll play you some tunes from Sing You Sinners, which is all covers, and then some of my own original tunes. Well, it was interesting putting together the tunes for this new record. Some of them are from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and some of them are older. This one is the oldest of the bunch. It's from 1919, and it's a World War I song. And the young men would be out in the trenches, the forests of Europe, sitting around the campfire. They'd be missing their ladies back home. And what better than to sing a song to keep them warm?
Oh, Melody, why won't you come and visit me? What a pleasure it would be, go to have a little melody. Oh, Melody, come on and sit upon my knee. Promise not to be naughty, could have a little melody. Well, please don't beg me, beg and plead. Don't you know how flat my song could be without a melody? I guess a girl can see why all the boys go fiddle dee dee over a melody.
They will.
Have a little.
Aaron McKeown and this great band playing live today. Aaron, I'm a big fan of Sing Your Sinners. I think it's a great, great album, but you just told a fib. You just told a fib.
We're gonna expose it. Let's expose it.
Yeah, that song we just heard, Melody, is actually the only original on the album, right?
That's true. I don't know. Somehow 2004 doesn't have the same ring as 1919.
No. But it fits in so well. Did you write it for this?
I did not write it for this. I kind of just wrote it out of the blue. It's hard for me to write on the road, but as the years have gone by, it's gotten a little easier. And every once in a while, something will pop out. I was at a hotel room in San Francisco. I was bored. So I was keeping myself company. And I was thinking if I was
if there was anything my songs needed, maybe they need some melody, being a little self-deprecating. And what if Melody were a girl, and what if we wrote a song about how we wanted to get with a girl called Melody? So that song happened, and it was at the time, I think, where I was writing, I think Grand had just come out, and I think I was writing We Will Become Like Birds, and the song clearly does not fit in the theme of We Will Become Like Birds. So I just put it aside, and I knew that eventually I would do a standards project, because I love this music, and I've been thinking about doing this for a long time, and that when I did do it, it would be great to put at least one of my own songs in it, just to remind myself that songwriting is important to me as much as covering these old songs.
You have such an obvious affection for these songs. Where, and this era, kind of, where did it come from? Did your family used to sit around the radio and listen to swing broadcasts and stuff?
Yeah, actually, we would. Right, as soon as FDR was finished talking, we would. No, I don't have a television now, but and I do listen to a lot more radio now than I did when I was a kid. But I didn't grow up with this music. I grew up with stuff that was pretty obvious, stuff that was on TV and, you know, local symphony or something my parents would take me to. I found this music about 10 years ago when I first went to college, and there were some kids that I went to college with who knew about old swing, who knew about old jazz, and that enthusiasm you get when you're going to college for the first time and your mind gets blown. This music just made sense to me somehow. There's something about the rhythm of swing that fundamentally feels right to me and is easy for me in some way.
There's a couple of people I want to talk about specifically because I'm fans of their work, and you may even know more about them, probably do, than I do. One of them is Anita O'Day. You opened up with one of her tunes, A Boogie Ride Is Hers.
Yeah, I found Anita O'Day. This is a good story. All these songs on this record I found for really specific reasons. It wasn't like I saw them in a book. They came from people, really. My grandfather, for years, has been trying to get me to sing more old stuff. I think that's just because that's what he likes. So a couple Christmases ago, he gave me a Gene Krupa, like a best of Gene Krupa. And I was a little bit humoring him, I have to admit. I was like, thanks, Granddad. And then it was amazing for him to even have a CD, so that was exciting. So I listened to it, and there's a song in there called A Little Bit South of North Carolina. And Anita O'Day was the girl singer in Gene Krupa's band. And that song I thought was fantastic. And I said, who is this singing? And that set off like fireworks for me. And I found all kinds of stuff about her, read her book, got a bunch of her CDs. And there's something about her. You talk about the women that are famous jazz singers. You talk about Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan. To me, they're a little too smooth, honestly. They're a little too creamy for me. And Anita O'Day she's unbound for me. She's just going to fall apart at any second. And that's how I like my music.
A perfect description. Now there's another woman who's kind of from a little bit later era. I mean, I may have that wrong. It's Blossom Dearie. And you do a song, I think it's associated with her.
Yeah, a couple of songs on this record are actually associated with Blossom Dearie. Rhode Island Is Famous for You, which I think is several people have done that song, but it's still relatively obscure, and I think her version is the one that most people know. And also a song called They Say It's Spring, which I have heard very, very few versions of. But Blossom Dearie, for me, is, she's completely different than Anita O'Day. The thing I like about Blossom Dearie is that she's, and I mean this in the highest compliment, she's kind of like a B-level jazz singer, you know, and a B-level piano player. She's not as virtuosic as all these big names that you hear. And there's something that's so flat and unironic about her delivery that she can say the stupidest things and get away with it. And it's a brilliant thing. And the first time I heard it, that changed my life too. So you've got these two poles, Anita O'Day just falling apart with a needle in her arm, and Blossom Dearie with her like glass of milk at the top of the piano.
And somewhere in the middle, Aaron McKeown.
Right, I like both. I like both.
The other thing that's really important to talk about is that you produced this album completely yourself. And that's one of the things that I love about it is the arrangements, the energy of the players. And I was surprised to see that it didn't take that much time to do.
No, that was the point of this record. I've had a hand in producing all my other records. But when this project, when it came time to do this project, I had such a clear idea of what I wanted to do and how I wanted it to sound that it didn't seem necessary to put another brain in the control room. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew enough about the technical aspects of it. And I also knew enough to get out of the way. So I picked a great band for the record, and then I kind of got out of the way. I gave them very few instructions, and they're all amazing players. And we just kind of sat back, and I would dial up a guitar sound, and we would vaguely talk about the arrangement, and then we would just play it and see what would happen, and we'd talk about it, and then we'd move on. And I do have to admit there was one tune on the record where it was a duo with Allison and myself, and I made her do 15 takes of it.
She still hasn't forgiven you.
She hasn't forgiven me, I don't think. But for the most part, the rest of the stuff you hear on the record is usually the second or third take, you know, after everybody sort of understood the song and we kind of had the idea down. But we didn't know it all that well. And we did it in 4 days, which is a lot to do in all that time. And I think lends the record, you know, I wanted the record to feel like a bunch of dishes falling down the stairs musically.
That's the Anita O'Day part of it, yeah. Let's get back to the music. We're live at the Tin Angel in Old City, Philadelphia, and Aaron McKeown is playing live.
We're going to get back into it right now with one of my songs from Birds. This is called We Are More.
Because we are. And confident sutures to the wounds that we have endured. Well, you hate the words of war, but baby, face it, that's what it's been for us. Well, we were never good fighters, very good soldiers, but through this, we are more. Question is, can you clap and sing at the same time? Your part's like this.
So easy.
Ah.
Give it a shot.
Just sing. A little louder. And now keep it up.
So what's the harm in ruin? Remind us of who we were in the darker times. that peace as the colonies will find that we follow a church of our own design. And by our best we remembered, baptized we surrender, by air, by water, by shore. We were never good fighters, very good soldiers, but through this we are more. Comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, lobsters come from Maine. Well, the wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska. Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. And old whiskey comes from old Kentucky. Ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue.
Sorry.
You come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island, it's famous for you. Cop comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spuds from Idaho. Well, the plowland and the cowland of Missouri, where most beef, maple roast beef, seems to grow. And Grand Canyons come from Colorado. Gold comes from Nevada, but divorces also do.
Well,
and you come from Rhode Island, little old Rhode Island, it's famous for you. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. Well, they know mink, well, they grow mink in Wyoming. Not a captive, a new captive, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, so why should you be blue? 'Cause you come from Rhode Island, on that right, Rhode Island, it's famous for you. Famous for you. Famous for you.
Rhode Island is famous for you. That Blossom Deary song finishing up the set from Erin McKeown and her band live at the Tin Angel. And our thanks to Erin for joining us today. Her latest album is called Sing You Sinners. From Erin McKeown to Norah Jones, not a standard, but one of the songs she wrote on her new album. It's coming up when we get back here to the World Cafe.